This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Chinese officials say the death toll from the coronavirus outbreak soared to 811 in China on Sunday. This surpasses the global toll for SARS nearly 20 years ago. AP's Julie Walker reports.
One recent death in China was a 60-year-old American living in the epicenter of the outbreak. Also, more cases were confirmed on a quarantined cruise ship in Japan, and a new cluster was diagnosed at a ski resort in France. The WHO's Dr. Michael Ryan says they're looking at the chain of transmission around the world as a way to learn more about the coronavirus and fight it.
Looking at each individual transmission chain across all of the countries, so we can link each case to its potential origin and its potential exposure.
Meanwhile, China has agreed to allow a WHO-led team into the country to investigate, and they're hoping it will include members of the CDC. I'm Julie Walker.
Thai officials say security forces on Sunday killed a soldier after he carried out a shooting rampage at a shopping mall. They also rescued 8 hostages. The gunman killed at least 20 people and wounded more than 40. Villagers brawled in ethnic clashes in a southern Kazakh district, with groups of men torching houses, overturning cars, and sending hundreds fleeing into neighboring Kyrgyzstan. At least 8 people were killed. The regional governor declared a state of emergency amid fears more violence could erupt. Ukraine's president has asked Pope Francis for help in securing the release of prisoners of war held by Russia and by Russian-backed separatist fighters in eastern Ukraine. Volodymyr Zelensky made the request after a meeting with the pontiff at the Vatican. Syrian state media says Syrian government forces captured new areas from insurgents in the northwest. This as Turkey sent more reinforcements into the war-torn country. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.